Random Samplings of a Logical Mind, I'm Lynn Woolley. Communist China, CNN, and the Anti-Defamation League, Suppressing Truth. Issue 1, Stop the Presses. The Epoch Times has been attacked again, probably by thugs from the Chinese Communist Party. 4 black-clad masked men were caught on security cameras, breaking into the Times' Hong Kong printing plant and using hammers to smash the presses and a computer. Why would the CCP want to shut down the Epoch Times? Because it's one of the few remaining independent news sources in Hong Kong, which, as you know, has been the scene of violent police crackdowns. Protesters there demand freedom and the autonomy to live their lives and pursue happiness. The CCP wants Hong Kong to be more like the mainland and totally under the thumb of a repressive anti-human rights policy that forbids media criticism of the government. The Epoch Times will rebuild, and undoubtedly, they will come under attack again. Issue 2, the CNN Tucker Carlson War. In communist China, the government shuts down the media. In the United States, CNN wants to do the same thing. Call it the CNN Tucker Carlson War. Tucker seems to take it with a grain of salt, but CNN is serious. They want the entire network gone. But in particular, they despise Carlson because he says things that should only be stated in hushed tones after midnight. For example, he says Biden's open borders have a political goal, and that is to bring new voters into the country that will keep Democrats in power. Does anyone seriously doubt that? No, not even CNN and its anti-free speech ally, the Anti-Defamation League. The idea is to prevent Tucker from saying it out loud, and so they charge Tucker with being a white supremacist. The ADL says Tucker has got to go. How is this different from the Communist Chinese Party? Issue 3. Unfair and unbalanced. If you watch nothing but CNN and read nothing except dispatches from the Associated Press, you'd think Trump failed and Joe Biden walks on water. You'd think the Biden agenda is the greatest thing since Obamacare. You'd believe that the booming Trump economy somehow left out black people. You'd believe the filibuster must be abolished because of its racist past. You'd believe the Georgia election integrity law suppresses voting. You'd believe that men can wish themselves into being women. You'd believe that abortion laws in Texas are restrictive rather than protective. You'd believe there is a right to abortion in the Constitution. When you watch CNN and read the AP, be skeptical. Be very skeptical. I'm not sure America can survive with a media that accepts no responsibility to tell the truth. Stay tuned for more random samplings of a logical mind. I'm Lynn Woolley.